Whereas the previous perek went through all of the different kinds of karbanos and when exactly me'ilah applies to them, this perek talks about items which have some sort of connection to karbanos or have been designated for the sake of a karban, but are not the karban themselves. So far the Mishnah discussed a karban chatos, which is not going to be offered up, but it needs to be left to die. So it has some level of the sanctity of the original carbon, but it itself is no longer going to be brought as a carbon. The previous Mishnah talked about money which was designated for the sake of a carbon, and this Mishnah now talks about the blood of a carbon, specifically the part of the blood which is not thrown on the Mizbeach as part of the procedure of the actual carbon, but the rest of the blood. The rest of the blood is thrown at the bottom of the Mizbeach and it goes through into the canal which went through the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. The blood went through that canal with the water and it went outwards to a certain valley near the Beis HaMikdash. And the other thing which is going to be discussed in the Mishnah is one of the Nesochim, which refers to things which accompanied certain korbanos, namely wine and flour. The Mishnah is going to talk about the wine Nesochim. Certain korbanos required the pouring of wine onto the Mizbeach to accompany that korban. So those are going to be the two things which the Mishnah will focus on. Rabbi Shmuel says, Hadom, the blood, kal b'tchilasai, is more lenient with regards to me'ilah at the beginning, but v'chomer b'soifai, it's more stringent at the end, later on. Whereas v'anasachim, the wine which is poured on the Mizbeach to accompany certain korbanos, Chomer b'tchilasan is more stringent at the beginning, v'kal b'seifan, and it gets more lenient later on. What exactly do we mean? Explains the Mishnah, Hadom b'tchila, the blood at the beginning, from when it leaves the neck of the body of the animal once it's killed, from that point onwards, eimalin boi me'ilah does not apply. If somebody benefits only from the blood of an animal, and the truth is even the blood which is going to be thrown onto the Mizbeach, if it's only the blood that he benefits from, he will not violate me'ilah. Yotzal Nachal Kidron, however, once the blood goes into the valley, the Kidron Valley, it's gone through the canal in the Beis HaMikdash and it's left the Beis HaMikdash, then Midrabonon Moyalimboy. Me'ilah would apply Midrabonon, and what that means is that if anybody wants to use the blood, the mixture of the water and blood would sometimes be useful for fertilizer, for those who worked in the fields, and when we say that me'ilah applied with Jabonon, that means that it was forbidden to take that water and benefit from it without first redeeming it and paying its value to the Beis HaMikdash. Once somebody would pay for it, then he could take it and use it. The reason why me'jabonon they said that you can't just use it freely is because since it, at the end of the day, did emerge from the blood of a carbon, if people see that it's permitted to benefit from that, they'll very easily end up benefiting freely from items which really do have me'ilah. So to avoid that occurring, it was forbidden for them to benefit from it without first redeeming the blood mixed into the water. On the other hand, says the Mishnah, Hanasochim, the wine which is poured on the Mizbeach, batachila, originally, meaning as soon as the wine is designated for that purpose, Mo'alin Bohen, me'ilah applies to them. But Yotzul Hashisin, as soon as it goes down into the pipe, which went down the Mizbeach, the wine was poured into a bowl, which had a hole at the bottom of the bowl, on top of the Mizbeach, and it essentially, the wine went down the pipe, until it ended up going underground. And once in many, many years, possibly once every 70 years, they would go underground and clear the space which had been filled with all of the wine being poured down the Mizbeach. And at that point, really, that would be the only chance of somebody to violate me'ilah with regards to the wine, otherwise they're not able to reach the wine. So the Mishnah says, Eimalin Bohen, me'ilah does not apply anymore once the wine has gone underground, because obviously their entire process has been completed, nothing else is necessary in terms of their service in the Beis HaMikdash. Mishnah Dalet, Dishnu Mizbeach HaPanimi, the ashes which were cleared from the Mizbeach, which was inside the actual building of the Beis HaMikdash. The main Mizbeach, which was used for most korbanos, was situated in the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash. That was a very large Mizbeach with a ramp, whereas the inner Mizbeach, which was inside the actual building of the Beit HaMikdash, known as the Heichal, that was a much, much smaller Mizbeach and was used less. Be as it may, there was a mitzvah to clear the ashes of that Mizbeach, just like there's a mitzvah to clear the ashes of the outer Mizbeach. And the ashes were placed on the side of the ramp of the outer Mizbeach. So the ashes which were cleared from the inner Mizbeach and placed next to the ramp of the outside Mizbeach, the Menorah, as well as that which was cleared from the Menorah where the lights were lit, and every day they would clear out the ashes from there, and the wicks. So the Mishnah says, it is forbidden midrabbonon to benefit from those ashes. However, since it's only forbidden midrabbonon v'lo mo'alin, the regular punishments of me'ilah would not apply to somebody who benefits from those ashes. The reason why me'ilah doesn't apply midoraisa is because there's nothing else which is left which needs to be done with that item. Nothing more is required from that item in terms of the service in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore me'ilah would not apply. However, midrabbonon me'ilah does apply, because there is one exception to this rule. Although in general, once something is no longer needed at all for the service of the Beis HaMikdash, that which it was needed for has been completed, me'ilah will stop applying. However, it's learned from Pesukim that the ashes which are cleared off of the outer Mizbeach, which stood in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, even once those ashes have been cleared and placed in a pile next to the ramp of that Mizbeach, me'ilah will still apply, as long as the ashes are still standing there. And therefore, since the ashes which come from the Mizbeach inside, or which come from the Menorah, are placed in exactly the same place and are very similar, it's midrabbonon forbidden to benefit from those ashes as well. There are different explanations given for the next part of the Mishnah. We're going to explain according to one understanding. Hamakdish Dishun, one who donates the value of the ashes which are placed on the side of the outer Mizbeach. Somebody makes a vow that the ashes which come from the Menorah or the inner Mizbeach, I'm going to give the value of those ashes to the Beis HaMikdash. Now, in order to see how much this person actually owes to the Beis HaMikdash, we would need to evaluate the value of those ashes, how much there are. But it's impossible to evaluate it while it's still in the Beis HaMikdash, and only once the ashes have been left there for a while and the pile has got much larger, at which point they would take those ashes away outside of the Beis HaMikdash, only at that point would they be able to evaluate them. So if somebody made such a declaration, he accepted upon himself to donate the value of those ashes, he did so by techila at the beginning, meaning before those ashes had been taken out of the Beis HaMikdash. And meanwhile, somebody else comes and takes some of those ashes, and he benefits from them. That will mean that when the ashes are taken out, we won't be able to determine the full value of the ashes, because not all of them will be there. So by benefiting from those, you are essentially causing the person who had made a declaration to donate their value to end up giving less. And therefore, Moyalin Boy, somebody who does benefit from those ashes and takes some of them, will violate Me'ilah, because he's indirectly causing the Beis HaMikdash to receive less money from the person who made a vow and declaration to give the money of those ashes to the Beis HaMikdash. And even though the amount that he benefited from and took, we might not be able to evaluate, he would at least need to bring a korban for having violated Me'ilah. The Mishnah is just showing that although we just said that Me'ilah doesn't really apply to them midoraisa, in a case where somebody had declared that he's going to give their value, it now does make a difference to the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore Me'ilah would apply. Alright, continues the Mishnah, Toyim Shleigiyaz Manam. Toyin is one type of dove which can be bought as a korban, but only once the dove has matured is it a valid korban. So before it reaches that level of maturity and that age that it is valid as a korban, or if there are Bnei Yonah, which is a different type of dove which can be offered as a korban, she'ovar zmanon, who is too old to be bought as a korban, because this type of dove can only be bought when it is not yet mature, when it's young. So you have two different types of doves which can be bought as a korban at different stages of maturity, and right now they have been designated as korbanos, but they are not at that age where they are fit to be bought as a korban. Says the Mishnah, loinen v'lo mo'alin, it's forbidden to benefit from them because at the end of the day they have been designated as korbanos. However, since they are not fit to be bought as korbanos at this moment, Me'ilah would not apply, and somebody who benefits from it would not need to bring a korban. He wouldn't have to add on an extra fifth when he pays its value, because it's not fit to be bought as a korban. Rabbi Shimon says, Toyin Shele Gyazmanon. With regards to the type of doves called Toyrin, who are too young to be bought as a korban, Well, in Bohen, Mila does apply to them, because one day they will be able to be brought as a korban. It's true that right now they haven't been brought as a korban, but their designation for the sake of being brought as a korban is fully valid, because they will be brought one day as a korban. Only of Bnei Yoina, the type of dove is called Bnei Yoina She'ovar Zmanon, who are now too old to be brought as a korban. Over there, Shimon agrees that Leinen and Vaymalin, although it's forbidden to benefit from it, Me'ila would not apply, because they indeed are fully not fitting and not valid to be ever bought as a korban. Mishnah Hey, the Mishnah continues to talk about other items other than the korban itself, and how much Me'ila applies to them. Chaleva Mekudoshim, milk which comes out of an animal which has been designated as a korban, Uveitzei Torin, or an egg which was hatched by a dove which had been designated as a korban, Loinenin, it's forbidden to benefit from these items, because they do have sanctity, since they either grew or came out of a korban which had sanctity. So the milk and the eggs have sanctity almost on the level of the korban itself. However, the Loimoyalim, Me'ila would not apply, because since the sanctity which they have did not come as a result of a person's designation of that item for the sake of use in the Beis HaMikdash, but rather, it's only holy because it came out of something else which was holy. For such an item, Me'ila does not apply. Bamidvar Amurim, when is this true? Bekodshem Mizbeach, with regards to karbonos which are designated for being brought on the Mizbeach, something which comes out of them, like milk and eggs, since those things are not fit for that which the actual korban is fit, obviously the milk and the eggs are not going to be offered up on the Mizbeach, so there is a reduction in the holiness and in the stringency of benefiting from it, and Me'ila would not apply. However, but with regards to items which have been designated for Bedek Habayis, meaning that it's going to be used to maintain and upkeep the Beis HaMikdash, in general, that would involve selling the item and using the money for that purpose. In such a case, if, for example, Hekdesh Tarna Goyles, somebody donated a chicken to the Bedek Habayis, to the upkeep and maintenance of the Beis HaMikdash, and then the chicken hatched an egg, Merlin Ba Uveveit Sasa, Me'ila would apply to somebody who benefits from the chicken and from somebody who benefits from the egg. Although the egg itself was not designated for the Beis HaMikdash, and it only came from something else which was holy, and that's the only reason why it has holiness now, because it can be used for exactly the same purpose as the chicken, because even the chicken wasn't going to be used in the Beis HaMikdash or on the Mizbeach, the chicken was going to be sold, and the money is going to be used to maintain the Beis HaMikdash. The exact same thing can be done with its egg, and therefore, it has exactly the same status as the chicken which produced it. So regular Me'ila would apply not only to the chicken, but also to the egg. Likewise, if somebody designated chamar, a donkey, to the Beis HaMikdash, a donkey is a non-kosher animal, it cannot be bought as a korban. Rather, it would be sold and its money would be used. So Malin Ba Uvachalova, Me'ila would apply to somebody who benefits from the donkey, and equally to somebody who benefits from the milk which came from the donkey, because the milk can be used for exactly the same purpose as the donkey. This is unlike a korban which was supposed to be offered on the Mizbeach. The milk which comes out of that animal has sanctity, but it cannot be used for the same purpose as the mother who is going to be used for. The mother is brought as a korban. So in that case, Me'ila would not apply to the milk or to the eggs. Mishnah Vov, there are three categories which the Mishnah is going to discuss of something designated to the Beis HaMikdash. One is Kol HaRo'i LaMizbeach, anything fitting to be offered on the Mizbeach, that refers to animals which have Kedushas HaGuf, that the item, the animal itself, has intrinsic holiness and sanctity. The Lo'i LeBedek HaBayis, that animal is not fit for Bedek HaBayis, it can't be used for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, because if indeed it is fit to be offered up on the Mizbeach, then that's what it has to be used for. So that's one category. Levedek Habayis v'leilam Mizbeach. If something is fit specifically for the maintenance of the Beis HaMikdash, but it's not fit for the Mizbeach. And in this case, we're talking about something which the item itself can be used. So you're not going to end up selling this item and just using the money to upkeep the Beis HaMikdash. Rather, the item itself is something which the Beis HaMikdash can use, just that it's not going to be used as a korban. And the third category is something which Leilam Mizbeach Leilam Mizbeach, it's not fit to be offered on the Mizbeach, or to be used itself as part of the things which the Besamekdosh needs for its maintenance. However, you would just sell the item and use the money to maintain the Beis HaMikdash. Be as it may, in all of these cases, the item which was designated towards the Beis HaMikdash becomes the property of the Beis HaMikdash, and Moyalin Boy Me'ila would apply to all of these cases. Ketzad, what is the explanation of this rule? So the Mishnah is going to bring lots of examples. Hikdish Bor Molimayim, if somebody designates a pit which is full of water, so the water cannot be offered on the Mizbeach, obviously, but it can be used, for example, for making cement in order to make sure the walls of the Beis HaMikdash are standing strong. Ashpa Meleil Zevel, a large container containing dung, which would be used for fertilizer. Obviously, that can't be used in the Beis HaMikdash itself, but it can be sold, so it has the sanctity. Shevach Mone Yoinim, if somebody designates a bird hut which is full of doves, these can be used as korbanos. Ilon Mole Peiros, a tree which is full of fruit, the fruit can be brought on the Mizbeach if they are Bikurim. If they are the first fruits to ripen, then there's a mitzvah to bring those to the Beis HaMikdash and place them by the Mizbeach. Alright, Sodem Ole Asovim, if somebody designates a field which is full of grass, obviously this can't be used in the Beis HaMikdash itself, but it can be sold. In all of these cases, once the item has been designated to the Beis HaMikdash, if somebody benefits from them, then Merlin Bohen, they would violate Me'ilah and be liable to the punishments which apply. Uvamash B'Soichon, and also if they benefit from that which is inside. Meaning not only if they benefit from the tree itself or from the bird hut, but also if they benefit from the doves or from the fruit of the tree. Because all of that was included in this person's designation. On the other hand, I will imhigdish bar, if somebody designated a empty pit for the use of the Beis HaMikdash, and only then, then it became full of water, or ashpa, a large empty container he designated, and only then did it become full of dung from animals. Shoivach, if he designated a bird hut, and only then it became full of doves. Ilon, if he designated a tree, and only after that did it become full of fruit which grew on the tree. Sodeh, if he designated a field, and only then did it become full of grass. In these cases, Marlin Bohen, Me'ilah would apply if somebody benefits from the items themselves, from the tree or from the bird hut, but for a Marlin Bamesh B'Seichon, Me'ilah wouldn't apply to somebody who benefits only from that which grew or which filled that container later on. Although that item might now have sanctity because it grew or is inside something which itself is holy and sanctified, nevertheless, since that came about indirectly more and it wasn't as a result of the person's original designation, Me'ilah would not apply. Div Rabbi Yehuda, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon says, although I agree with you in most of the cases, in the case of the tree, since the fruit grew from the tree, they didn't just fill the tree, but the tree itself is what produced the fruit, in that case, Marlin HaMakdash Sodeh Ve'ilon, somebody who designates a field and a tree to the Beis HaMikdash, Marlin Bohen, Me'ilah would apply to them, uvigidulehen, and to that which grows later on from them, Mipneshein Gidulei Hekdash, because they grew and were produced by something which belonged to the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah continues, Maizi Behema is a tenth of one's animals which are born each year. There is a mitzvah to separate them and bring them as a korban in the Beis HaMikdash. Be as it may, the Mishnah says that Vladmo Seres, the child of an animal which has been designated as Maizi Behema, Lo Yinak Ben Hamu Seres, cannot nurse and take milk from its mother which has been designated as that korban. Because the child is not a korban, so you can't benefit from the animal which is a korban. V'acher misnadvin kein, we're going to translate this to mean that other people can solve this problem by doing the following. When they originally designate the Meister Behemoth animal as a korban, they can donate it in such a way that they make a condition from the beginning that they'll be able to still use that animal to feed its child. So it's sort of as if that purpose, that part of the ownership of the animal, they're not giving over to the Beis HaMikdash yet. Likewise, Vlad Mukdoshin, the child of any korban, Leinak Mukdoshin, cannot nurse and take milk from the mother, which is a korban now. But Vachim Esadrin Kain, other people can solve this problem that when they originally designate the animal as a korban, they make a condition that they'll still be able to use it for feeding its child, and they're retaining that ownership of the animal for themselves. There is a law in the Torah that somebody who is working in a field with produce has the right to eat the produce with which he is working. He can pick part of it and eat it whilst on the job. However, ha'poyalim lo yochlu migrogas shel hekdash, workers cannot eat from dried figs which belong to the Beis HaMikdash. If that's the field on which they are working, obviously they cannot take the produce because it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. They would be violating Me'ilah. Even if they are entitled to receive their meals, so the treasurer of the Beis HaMikdash would need to give them money to buy a meal, but they cannot benefit from that produce itself because that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. V'chein parah l'teichot mekarshinei hekdash, and likewise a cow which is working in a field, one cannot allow that cow to eat karshinim, which is a type of vegetable which belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. And this means that although in general it's forbidden to muzzle an animal whilst it's working, and you cannot force the animal not to eat that which it's working with, in this case you would be able to, and you'd be obligated to, put a muzzle on the animal's face so that it does not eat from that produce.